Meister Earls in just a little bit. It is the first round of volleyball today. There is no other state. I've dubbed it a volleyball state. I was the first to do it. I'm taking full credit for it about 4 years ago. There is no other place, and I've been everywhere, man, for the last 5 weeks. No other place that follows volleyball, covers volleyball, or talks volleyball like the state of Nebraska. And from junior college to NAIA to Division III to Division II to three Division I programs, the lone one that's not in the NCAA tournament, Omaha, which lost in their conference tournament final to Denver. But today you have Creighton is in Minneapolis. They're taking on Iowa State. You have Nebraska at home in one of the best volleyball environments. No, wait, what are you saying, Gary? The best volleyball environment in the world before 8,200 at the Devaney Center. They take on Ball State. No other place gets this kind of stuff when it comes to volleyball. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing for the student-athletes, the fans, the coaches, the people that are involved in volleyball in this state, that the attention that it does. And Nebraska begins their quest today to get back to the Final Four, which would be the fifth straight time. Fifth straight time to the Final Four. You realize that Stanford, Penn State, and Nebraska have combined for 20 national titles. Those three schools have combined for the last six national titles, 12 of the last 15. John Cook makes it back to a Final Four for the fifth straight year, which would mean probably going through Madison, Wisconsin, where you could have Wisconsin-Nebraska Part 3, and Wisconsin has won the first two acts. No Fecky, no Maloney. Build a statue, please. Put a statue in front of the Devaney Center. Now we're into the part of the season where it's win or go home. And the level of success to consider it success might be both of these programs making it to the second weekend. Creighton's challenge would be Iowa State, coached by a former Husker, Christy Johnson, now married. Then you'd have to probably take on Minnesota, who is a juggernaut in their pavilion and came up short last year. But getting to a second weekend, and it might be a benefit for Creighton volleyball if they're not at home. Maybe more pressure playing at home, but it's all about matchups, it seems, the last couple of years with Creighton, and they've not been dealt good matchups, and they've come up on the wrong end, and their season has ended prematurely. But maybe getting to the second weekend is considered a success for both programs. But guaranteed tonight, one guarantee for sure, is that environment at the Devaney Center will be unreal. I thought, and I'm an old guy, I love the Coliseum. I thought the Coliseum was unique. It was loud. It was a place that felt like Nebraska volleyball. And even with the reconfiguration of the Devaney Center, I thought, man, you're going to lose something going to the going from the Coliseum to the Devaney Center. But then it started to grow on me, and you realize what a palace it is, but what a difficult place to play it is. And it's almost, it makes it feel like the sport is big time, and it's a tribute to volleyball in Nebraska, how they redid the Devaney Center to what it looks like. And I can't imagine, like, if I'm Ball State, and you don't play in Lincoln on a regular basis, and you go in there and you got 8,200 people that know the game and they support the game and they have their own little cheers and they know everything about you and everything about their own team. I imagine that if you're playing there, it takes you a while to realize and get your feet on the ground and go, oh yeah, we're playing Nebraska. Instead of looking around going, my God, what is going on in this state, a landlocked state that supports volleyball like they do? And it's not just at the Devaney Center. You go down to Sokol Arena, and even a little bit, it's growing a little bit down at Baxter Arena. So I was in a couple of different places where they have good volleyball programs, but they don't even get a blip. And yet you get stories in the paper, you get radio coverage, you get television coverage, you get matches that are live on over-the-air television around here. No other place. No other place in a landlocked state. We got no beaches, we got no mountains, but what we got is really, really good volleyball in a volleyball state.
Yeah, and what I will say is that one of my really good friends played volleyball professionally, and I talked to him about the difference between playing in a full arena full of supporters and then just an empty arena, and he's like, it's mind-blowing the difference it makes when you've got a full arena of people supporting you. So that home field, that home court advantage, I should say, is a real deal in volleyball.
And I ran into somebody this weekend, and they're asking where I was from, and I said, Omaha, Nebraska. And I said, oh, one of the things came up, Nebraska volleyball. So I'm on TV. Arena was packed. Yeah, it's packed. 8,200 people. All right, Jeremiah Searles coming up next. His thoughts after a 5-7 season and what is ahead. We'll get into some offensive line play because if you're looking at strengths of Nebraska moving into 2020 where you've got a baseline of something to build off of, you're probably looking at that offensive line that made strides through the tail end of the season. So Jeremiah is next. Dirk Chatelain as well on a Football Friday Fiesta on the Gary Sharp Show at 12:32 on this Friday, the 6th of December. And it's cold in my